Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today, we begin the month of May. In Barbados, we commemorate this day as May Day. That's our local term. It's also Labor Day, where we acknowledge the workers in our society as we celebrate their contribution to the development of this beautiful island. And today, I want to share with you a part of a message that was done on December 3rd, International Day for Persons with Disabilities, because it focuses on building an inclusive society, a society that represents everyone and accommodates everyone. So, we have the BBC broadcaster, Abidi Debitant, who hosts the program to introduce it, and I hope that you will listen to it attentively and extract important points which you can use in your small circle of influence to help build an inclusive Barbados.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and welcome. My name is Adia Depitan, BBC presenter, Paralympic medalist, author, and a champion for persons with disabilities. Now, for those of you who don't know, I was born in Lagos, Nigeria, where at the age of 15 months, I contracted polio. Just over a year later, my parents made the brave decision to use all their savings and borrow money from their friends and family so they could use it for us to move to London. I believe that this decision totally changed my life. It may have even saved my life. When I was 12, I fell in love with wheelchair basketball. 20 years later, I went on to win a bronze medal at the Athens Paralympics. Now, after retiring from basketball, I became a children's TV presenter before moving on to become lead anchor for Channel 4's live Paralympics coverage. I'm now a travel journalist and documentary maker for the BBC, as well as a children's book author. I've written 3 books about a disabled superhero, funnily enough, called Addy. My older sister has Down syndrome, so for myself and my family, fighting for the rights of people with disabilities is quite literally in our blood. This is why I am so pleased to welcome you to today's celebration of International Day of Persons with Disabilities. To kick off our program, I'd like to invite Mari Pangestu, Managing Director of Development Policy and Partnerships at the World Bank, to deliver opening remarks. Mari, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Adai. I'm pleased to welcome you and everyone here to the World Bank, as together we mark the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Let me begin by acknowledging a hard truth. The COVID-19 pandemic, while upending economies and devastating families across the world, is disproportionately impacting the people in our communities with disabilities. Many persons with disabilities have underlying health issues that make them particularly vulnerable to severe symptoms of COVID-19 if they contract it. And by some estimates, economic exclusion of persons with disabilities costs countries 3-7% of GDP. This is unacceptable. That's why today, like every day, we stand together to reinforce the message that all people, including persons with both visible and invisible disabilities, deserve to live freely, equally, prosperously, and with dignity. A sustainable, resilient recovery from the impacts of COVID-19 and delivering on the World Bank's mission of ending extreme poverty and boosting shared prosperity will not be possible unless we create opportunity for persons with disabilities. At the World Bank, we are stepping up our work. when we unveiled our 10 commitments on disability inclusion in 2018, we brought a disability inclusion lens to key areas of our work, including education, disaster risk, and transport. And through our latest financing package for the world's poorest countries, we made disability a core consideration across our key work areas. We also require borrowers of World Bank financing to focus more on non-discrimination of persons with disabilities and address disability as a key social component of our operations. All over the world, this is having an impact. In countries like Senegal, we are supporting more accessible transportation systems that address the mobility needs of persons with disabilities. There's no question that as a global community, we have achieved a great deal on the road to a disability-inclusive future. But more remains to be done, and we are not shying away from the difficulties that lie ahead. I'll paraphrase the words of the novelist and playwright James Baldwin, who once said that not everything we face can be changed, but nothing can change until we face it. In that spirit, I'm confident that as a global community, we can achieve a more inclusive recovery to COVID-19 for persons with disabilities. Thank you.
Around the world, entrepreneurs, policymakers, youth activists, development professionals, and many others are working tirelessly to create real change and bring hope to their communities and making strides in being more disability inclusive. We're going to hear from some of them right now. And we asked global disability champions one question, and that was, how can we ensure an inclusive, accessible, and sustainable future for persons with disabilities? And here's what they had to say.
For me, a disability inclusive, accessible and sustainable future is about inclusion of persons with disabilities in disaster management response and recovery, which I feel is a vital part of achieving the pledge of leaving no one behind and a critical test to the global commitment of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Sustainable Development, and Agenda for Humanity, and the UN Disability Inclusion Strategy. There should be a commitment to achieve transformative and lasting change on disability inclusion and resilience society for all.
I seek an end to prejudice. I seek to remove barriers, both structural and societal. I created an informational animated video along with my sister to create awareness about the unique challenges faced by persons with disabilities during the pandemic. I also delivered talks in various organizations and online forums to highlight the importance of community-based services and psychosocial support for people with disabilities. It is important to ensure that whenever we are talking about the response to COVID-19, the aspect of disability must be a part of the discussion. In a rapidly evolving pandemic, information is essential for people to make decisions about how to protect themselves, how to access necessities and services during quarantine and self-isolation, how to access healthcare, how to access treatment through telehealth, and how to get the vaccination. Hence, to face the pandemic, it is crucial that information about how to protect, how to contain, and how to recover from the coronavirus is accessible to everyone.
Un actor global como el Banco Mundial puede contribuir significativamente en los planes de recuperación de la pandemia COVID-19, principalmente en dos líneas. Profundizar en Big Data global sobre la atención en salud de las personas con discapacidad durante la pandemia, como también la provisión de bienes y servicios durante las cuarentenas, de manera de generar políticas públicas que permitan enfrentar de la mejor forma este tipo de situaciones en caso de emergencias humanitarias. Y por otro lado, contribuir a la creación de capacidades de los estados para dar solidez y robustecer los sistemas de protección social de tal forma que las personas con discapacidad puedan sobrellevar este tipo de emergencias humanitarias de la mejor manera y luego reincorporarse de muy buena forma en el desarrollo sostenible, inclusivo y accesible.
Hey, thank you for your views and for inspiring us to continue raising the bar on disability inclusive development. Now, we'll be joined by other disability champions later in the program, so stay tuned. Now, we turn to our panel featuring two very distinguished guests to talk us through challenges and opportunities for supporting disability inclusive responses to COVID-19. First, we are delighted to welcome Ms. Ana Maria Menendez, Undersecretary General and Chair of the UN Disability COVID-19 Task Force. We are also joined by Bård Vigre Suhil, Director General at the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, or NORAD. So first of all, can I start with you, Undersecretary General Menendez? What do you think the major barriers persons with disabilities face in accessing services during the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to address this very important issue. And of course, we know that COVID-19 has had a terrible impact, a huge impact on so many populations, on all of us. But I have to say, and I think that that's something that we all know, that it has had a disproportionate impact on persons with disabilities. It's in times of crisis when we realize the fact that inequality pre-exists to this crisis. And this is really very true on the issue of persons with disabilities. We know that there is, even before the pandemic, there was a lack of access to public health information, as well as to public health facilities and to basic hygiene measures. All these, of course, have been exacerbated because of the pandemic. We also know that persons with disabilities, and especially women and girls, are very vulnerable to violence, to gender violence. And this has also something that has been exacerbated and increased during the pandemic. The pandemic has not discriminated. It has really wiped out livelihoods of many people. But previous to the pandemic, we know that only 28% of persons with disabilities had significant access to disability benefits globally. And this percentage was reduced to only 1% in low-income countries. So the situation was by no means good before the pandemic. The traditional barriers existed, and what the Secretary General tried to do with this policy brief was to, first of all, to focus the attention of the international community on the issue and also to provide a call for action.
Thank you, Ana Maria. Bård, what would you say NORAD see as the barriers as well that disabled people are facing? Do you feel they're similar to what the Undersecretary were talking about, or are there others that you see?
I think it's hugely important that we don't think about this as an issue on the margin, but something that's really important. And it's a major common challenge for us. Approximately 1 billion people live with a disability. Probably more than 80% of them in a developing country. So it's not something that someone else has to deal with and that doesn't affect you. You probably know a lot of people with challenges, with disabilities, and it's surely part of something that has to be at the heart of how we work with global issues. And like any crisis, the COVID-19 crisis has increased, the inequalities between different groups. We've seen it in so many ways. Like, let's take accessibility to schools. Okay. Before March this year, 90% of kids attended schools. And then in a snap, it was 90% being out of schools. And for many learners with disabilities, it's a bigger challenge than for the rest of us, actually, to, to get appropriate learning when you're not in schools.